Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. You got Charlie Goodson here of the new true new Confederate Army. The Confederate Charlie Goodson, the Confederate Liberator. How in the world are you today on this fine day, the 12th day of November, 2015? All right, we got my last show, as you know, I talked to you about the men or the people that were attacking me. Today, I'm going to tell you the price of their attack. If you guys want to weigh in on it, you may do so at area code 646-668-8848. That number again is 646-668-8848. All right. Now, this is a price that we're having to pay for them attacking us. Okay? The price is our culture, our heritage. I am not sure if they knew what was going on, or they knew the price that we as Southerners we're going to have to pay for their idiocy and their attacking me. While they were attacking me, we have the NAACP, basically we have the Empire, and the Empire's lackeys, the NAACP, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and whatnot. We have them coming in and raping the South, raping our heritage. And they're doing it with impunity, ladies and gentlemen. So while these idiots, when they're attacking me, Richard Longstreet, Donnie Ray Couch or Crouch or whatever, and the Southern Nationalists, while they were attacking me, they became collaborators. I know you don't like that. Oh, how dare he call them collaborators? Well, that's what they are. That's what they are. They collaborated with the enemy. They collaborated with our occupiers. And folks, do you know what happened to the collaborators that worked with the Nazis after World War II? I'm not threatening them. I wouldn't do that even if I could. I'm not like that. But folks, they collaborated with the enemy. They collaborated with the occupiers of our country. You see, here's what the true new Confederate Army was meant to do. From the very first day of May 15th, 2011, it was meant to fight the occupiers, to prevent this from happening. We see the one institution after another take down everything Confederate. Now, there are a few that said, nope, uh-uh, and they'll reap the whirlwind from the liberals, from the Yankees. But, folks, I told everyone back in 2012 that this was going to happen. I told everyone that it was going that they were going to take everything that we held dear if we did not stop them then. I warned everyone about this. I predicted this would happen. And you know what happened? You know what? I was roundly condemned for being a scaremonger. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Why don't you just go back to that rock under which you crawled. Go back underneath it. And now everyone is angry at me because they said, how come you didn't tell me? And I'm like, you know, they were like, why didn't you warn us? Why didn't you say something? And I'm like, I did. And you guys told me to shut the hell up. Folks, this is where the infighting has taken us. This is where the infighting has taken us. This is where the attacks against me and my organization have taken us. Is where. It has taken us. Quite literally, folks, you have no one to blame but yourself. Now, I know that sounds like, well, how dare he do this? How dare he say this? How dare I not say it? Well, I was out there trying to do the clarion call. You had people like Pat Hines and Ken Manning and Barney Otis Stratton and everybody else tell you that I was a joke. Am I still a joke? All right. You want your heritage saved, right? I'm still willing to do it. Only God knows why. But I'm still willing to stop this. But it's going to take a lot of work, and yes, it's going to take a lot of money. Had everyone decided to support me back in 2011 and 2012, it wouldn't have taken that much. We should have stopped it before it even got this far. But now we're going to have to double our efforts. Remember, the enemy's had years to do this. Now we're going to have to do. We're going to have to try and get this in a very short time, because folks, if we don't act and act now, within 1 year, everything that we hold dear will be gone. We've got 150 years of catch up to do, to accomplish in 1 year. Now, they're going to take this the wrong way. Well, that can't be helped. People, if you are tired of the way we're being treated, of how the media is portraying us, then you need to start supporting my organization. I've got an account already ready. I've got money in it. A couple of people that decided to help me. But by and large, it's my own money. Everything you are going to do, everything you send me goes right into that account. I don't use it. I don't use it for me. I've got a job. And no one in the true new Confederate Army is or gets paid. We all have jobs outside of outside this organization. So we have our own payment system. All money will be used to take the NAACP, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and the Black Panthers to court to stop them. We will support any and all politicians that support our cause. We will go to the southern states and have legislation and lobby the legislators to introduce legislation to protect and to bring back our culture. We're going on the offensive, folks. Now, if I don't get your help, by the time we're ready to go on the offensive, it'll be too late. And you can sit there, bitch, moan, and complain. You can sit there and listen to all of these assholes denigrate me, make fun of me, make me out to be a joke, and by the time that we're all done, we'll have nothing left to fight for. Or we can get off of our collective fat asses and do something. Hey, you don't need to eat all them pork rinds and drink all that beer. All right? Even the light beer puts weight on you. We need to get off of our collective fat asses. All right? We need to get off of our collective fat asses and really do something. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, you got all these people that are out there, you're flying, they're flying the flag, and that's good. That's noble. But that's not where it's at, people. The empire is going to allow us to fly our flags. And do you know why? Do you know why? Because it keeps us quiet. All the while, they're going merrily along. Oh, you might slow them down a little bit. But you're not stopping them. We have got to stop them. Now, folks, if you want to weigh in on this situation, you can give me a call at 646-668-8848. That number again is 646-668-8848. The new Confederate Army, the true new Confederate Army, my organization, we want to take on the Yankees. We want to take on the NAACP. We want to take on Al Sharpton. We want to take on the Black Panthers. We're not afraid. I'm not afraid of them. Man, does I fear neither man nor beast. Because what can they do to me? I fear only God himself. I fear only God himself. Man can only destroy this body. This is nothing. This is a shell. Because one day I'm going to die anyway, and it'll be going into the ground. It means it's a shell. God can destroy my soul. I fear only God. I do not fear man. I do not fear death. Folks, I've had people whose job it was to try and kill me. And they failed. I don't fear man. I don't fear death. Like the Apostle Paul. I look at death as a blessed release. Because after I'm dead, I go to heaven. And yes, I do know I'm going to heaven. Folks, if we don't want to see our culture disappear, then we must act, and we must act now. And that means that you will have to ignore these idiots, these collaborators that are attacking me and my organization and telling us every manner of lie about me. You're going to have to ignore them. You're going to have to tell them to shut the hell up, to either get to join the cause or get the hell out of the way. Because, folks, if we don't get off of our collective fat asses, we're watching our culture, we're watching our heritage go down the drain. And we will have no one to blame but ourselves. And you can say all you want, I'm getting tired. I'll tell you this right now. I'm getting tired of all this bitching, moaning, and complaining. I don't even respond to those posts anymore. You bitch, moan, and complain. Oh, I wish there was someone who could stop this. Guys, I'm right here. I'm raising my hand. I'm saying, hey, look at me. I'll stop it. I don't have any fear. I don't have any fear of these idiots that want to take our heritage. I don't have that kind of fear. You want someone who will take on these individuals, who will take on these Yanks, who will take on the occupiers and stop them? I'm waving my hand. Here we are. It's right here in the true new Confederate Army. Yet you guys are looking at the people who, quite frankly, are too cowardly to do anything about it. Oh, they talked a good game. Oh, remember back in the early 2000s, late 1990s, early 2000s, when they took away the Georgia state flag? You remember that? Well, let me refresh your memory if you don't remember. The League of the South, and I wasn't part of it, but I was on their mailing list. The League of the South said that they were going to hire an attorney to stop them, to take it to all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if they have to. All they needed was a certain amount of money. So at that time, I was married. So my wife and I sent them $1,000. They ended up with a costume ball and a tea party. That was the OLS and the UDC. They went around and they said, oh, we will fight them if we have to go all the way to the Supreme Court. So like I said, my wife and I, we sent them $1,000. And they decided to throw a costume ball and the UDC a tea party. And then about maybe, we got pictures of it, by the way. We weren't invited to it, but we got pictures. And then about a month later, they said, we're going to do this again. So we sent them $500. And again, costume ball and tea parties. Georgia lost her flag, by the way, as you well know. So, you know, I was told, you know, one of the pages I'm on Facebook said, well, how do we know this is on the up and up? And I understand that. I understand your hesitation. I understand what you're saying. All I can do is give you my word of honor. That's all I can give you. I can't give you anything else. I can't tell you something that, you know, I can only tell you what my word of honor is that every penny will be used to stop them. Because, folks, if we don't act now, it will be too late. It will be too late. We have to do this now. Time has run out. Now, what I'm going to do is I have moved to Dulles, which is about 40 miles away from Dalhart. And I'm going to put this on Facebook and everything else. My new address, if you wish to do this, is 1005 South Dumas Avenue in Dumas, Texas. That's D-U-M-S, Texas, and also for the street, South Dumas Avenue, D-U-M-A-S, Avenue, and then Dumas, Texas. 79029. And just, you know, Charles Goodson. And that will be put in the account. I got an account all set up. And once we have enough money, the attorney that I have talked to will take us on. And we will start filing papers. We're going to get those monuments back to where they should be. One of them is the University of Texas that removed the statue of Jefferson Davis. We're going to have that taken back, put back. We're going to have the Confederate flag by legal action put back up at the state capitol. We're going to reverse everything that the NAACP, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and all of them idiots, or not idiots, all of them true racists have done. We're going to reverse it. Now, it won't be automatic. I can tell you it's going to be a fight. And yes, it will be a knockdown, dragged out fight. But it will be a fight. They will know they have been in a fight. We are going to take on the occupiers. And that is why I come to you all the time asking for help. See, I don't understand something. These guys that are attacking me, they're calling me, they say, well, he's begging. They ask you for money and you give it to them. For what? So that they should live their lavish lifestyle. Now, in the 6 minutes and 40 seconds that we have, let me tell you something. These guys, the NAACP, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the Black Panthers, and yes, I'll even say this. Tim Manning. This is on the other side. Tim Manning. Pat Hines. The Southern Nationalists. The leadership of the Southern Nationalists. They require that there always be discord. And I'll tell you why. Because if they didn't, if there wasn't any discord, if there wasn't anybody to fight. If we had taken care of everything that we needed, if we got rid of the need to have racial discourse, this organization was successful in its mission, they would be out of a job. They require this to remain employed in their particular organization. They need your money to live. I got a job. I don't need your money to live. But I do need your money in order to fight. See, I want to end this. I want to stop their power. I want to be able to say, look, there's no more need for them. But they need to have this to continue to make a living. Because if they didn't, they would actually have to go out and get real jobs. They want to say, well, why don't you get a job? I got a job. You know, they tell me, well, if you want money, get a job. I've got a job. And every member of the true new Confederate Army has a job outside of the organization. okay? They all have jobs outside of the organization. So we don't need money to live. We've already got it. What we need is for the new, we need to be able to take these enemies on, the empire. We need to take the occupiers on and protect our heritage, to protect our culture. And that is the only way, that's the only reason why we need your money. But I give you my word, every penny of this will not be spent on a party. The parties will come after we are successful, okay? We'll have a party after the fight, after we've won. We'll have a party. But until then, we won't have a party. We will use all of the money sent to us to defeat our enemy. Folks, like I said before, in the 2.5 minutes I've got left, we've got to act, and we have to act now. Time has run out. In fact, it is past time. They are taking our heritage. And while everyone is attacking me, our attention is taken away from that. This is what they want. This is what they want. You need to tell these people who are attacking me to shut the hell up, to either get on board or get the hell out of the way. Folks, you want a true leader? I'm over here saying, hey, let's do it. But because of these collaborators, because of them, we're going to lose our heritage. We're going to lose our South because of these collaborators. It's up to you, folks. In the 1 minute I've got left, you have to make up your mind right now. Do you truly love the South? Do you truly love your culture? Do you truly love your heritage? Are you loyal to your Confederate ancestors? If your answer is yes, then join me. If your answer is, well, I don't know, then stay where you're at, because I only want people who are willing to fight. If you want to get a hold of me directly, it's my telephone number. It's 806-884-9430. Again, that number is 806-884-9430. It's up to you, folks. Talk to you later.